Father, I come to you this day with a heart of thanksgiving, just praising you and acknowledging you as my Lord and my Savior. Lord, as my Heavenly Father, that's beyond any imagination I can ever hope to understand, that you're so special, so blessed, so holy. And Father, I just give you honor this night for your goodness, for your mercy endures to all generations. And Father, I thank you for that special peace, the peace that goes like a mighty river to our hearts in a very final way, in a very special way, in a very wonderful way. We can't even imagine how you do all these wonderful gifts. But Father, our faith is in you this day. And that really, that's how it all happens, is our faith that's in you. And Lord, we know that that's what you wish for us, to grow in faith, that our faith would be such that we have no doubt, we have no undecisions about anything that comes from you. Lord, we know it's as so, that we know it's forever set in concrete, it cannot change. And Father, I thank you that you remain the same yesterday, today, and forever, and that you change not. And Lord, I thank you for that heavenly home that you're building for us this very day. Lord, I'm thanking that it's being finished. And Father, it's this finished product above any order that we can imagine. Any contractors or anybody can even imagine the finishing things that you're doing to that wonderful home, that wonderful dwelling for us to live for you upon this earth, that one day that we're going to get to enjoy that heavenly setting, that setting where there's no more darkness, no more troubles, no more sickness, no more sorrows, no more goodbyes, no more troubles we see upon this earth. And we won't hear of wars and earthquakes and divers troubles and all the sickness that comes upon this earth, and all the epidemics and all the killings and all the strifings that comes forth. Lord, we know those things are going to be absent. It's going to be a very special time. Father, help us this night to prepare for that wonderful event that's coming very soon. And Father, we just give you praise again and our honor. And Father, I thank you for Jesus, your special Son, that you so loved this world, that you gave your only Son for us this day and for this all this we live, and for his special sacrifice upon that cruel cross, that we could all be saved, that we could all be set free, that we receive pardon, that we can receive the authority by your Spirit. And Father, we thank you that you said that, Jesus, you said the same Spirit that lifted you up and moved upon you, that same Spirit would be upon us. And Father, we thank you for the Holy Spirit from heaven. We thank you for his deity and your deity. And we thank you for the God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. And I thank you for your angels. I thank you for your ministering spirits sent to minister for the saints. And Father, we just praise you. We give you honor. And we know that you're going to do great and mighty things these last days. And Father, we know this is close to the last hour. And Father, let us receive you with joy, joyfulness, with gladness of heart. Lord, we need to be happy in you. We need to have that peace, that serenity in us is so special, so glorious, so validated with you this day. Lord, that you make us more than conquerors through you which loved us. And Father, we're persuaded neither life nor death nor angels nor principalities nor things to come, neither height nor depth nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And Father, we thank you. We know that if you be for us, who can be against us? Greater is he that's within us, he that's in the world. Let not our hearts be troubled, neither let us be afraid. You have not given the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Father, I just pray for your anointing to come down this very second. Lord, I am nothing. I'm a zero. And Father, I pray that you'd bless, anoint me this by your Spirit. Father, I pray that you'd send the message that you have for the hour. I pray that it'll be exactly what you wish for. And I pray that I'll try not to get in your road, Father God. You just use me for your glory. And Father, I pray the words will come from heaven. And I pray that you'd anoint, that you would touch the hearts of people out there where this word is going. You would touch them right now from the very crown of their heads, the very sole of their feet. Father God, if there's a troublesome area in their body, I pray that you'd bring healing. If they need forgiveness, I pray that you'd forgive them. Whatever the situation is, I pray that you would help everyone that listens this night I pray that it'd be a very profitable time. I pray for these next few minutes would be a glorious time. Those receiving something from you this day in a very lasting way, in a very special way, and very longing way, in the wonderful name of Jesus. And Father, we know there is no other name in heaven whereby we can be saved, only through that wonderful name of Jesus, His name only. And Father, we thank you for Jesus. We thank you for Calvary. We thank you for the by your stripes we're healed. We thank you this night for that healing, for those out there that need that healing touch, for that one that's hurting in body. I pray that you take away that pain in the name of Jesus. Father, for those that's in beds of sickness, I pray that you'd come upon them this night and move upon them with their hearts by the Spirit of God. And I pray for those who are put in rooms of because of their minds this night. I pray that you'd bring healing to those that need a special touch. Lord God, for those mind-altering drugs that many of them are taking are very hard on the bodies. And Father, most of these need to be set free. They need to be receive a healing where they can get away from those things that they're taking. Father, we just pray for miraculous miracles this night. I pray for a landslide of miracles. I pray for an avalanche of miracles this night. I pray for the miracles. This will be a night of miracles touched in the name of Bapta, in the name of who, in the name of Jesus. Miracles arise. Whatever the situation is, that God, Jesus, you're the answer. And I believe out there tonight, if you can believe, God will hear and answer your, if you can believe, God can do it. Whatever you need, if you can believe, God's more than, He's faithful, and He will touch you in a very special way. We pray for our nation this night. We pray for our president. We pray for those in high orders this day. We pray for our military. We pray for all those in America this day. And we pray for those who are in places of strategic importance. Father, we pray for a mighty blessing. Give them the mind of the Lord Jesus Christ. Give them a mind to do thy will, O Lord. And I pray, Lord God, that our nation, who has once been ordered by you this day, I pray that it will be drawn back by your Spirit, Father God. I pray for a healing America. Heal America this night from the very, to everyone, to the mightiest to the lowest. Father, touch in a mighty way. Father, I pray for you to touch your pastors, touch your churches, touch your leaders in a very wonderful way. We pray for the physicians in the hospital. We pray for those hospital beds. We pray for those that's in the beds this night, for the nurses and all those in these places, Father God. We claim a mighty touch of heaven. Jesus, we pray that you'll walk the aisles this night for those that will call upon you, Father. You'll be close to them this night as you reach out. And those out there hearing this word right now, if you can believe, God's the answer. He will never leave you. He'll never forsake you. He has a healing touch, whatever you need tonight. He is that agape power. He's that blessing. He is that way maker. He is your high tower. He is your deliverer. He is your healer. He is your friend. And Father, we just pray for a mighty blessing this night in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. You know what I really feel right in my heart tonight? The Bible says, whatsoever a man soweth, that should also reap. You know, that's probably been around for a long time because Jesus talked about more about it in His Word about going out and breaking up the ground and planting and doing and sowing the sower and all these and have like He put that a sweet tree could not bring forth a bitter. And that's the way we pray tonight for a harvest of people. Father, we know that there's there for an example this night. That we want to grow in the place that we will have a harvest of love. We would have a harvest of strength this night. Oh, we know that there's so many people that have never learned to whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. And when you plant something, you don't plant it in vain. You work the ground up, and you're working that ground. You're not gonna just put seed out someplace just to sit there and die. And that's the way we are in ourselves. We need to know the Lord Jesus Christ in such a powerful way, but then we must take heed the things that heard, lest any time we let them slip. We many people, some not many, I don't know how many, but I know there's people who never hardly read the Word of God. They never pray. And those are tools. Those are ways of getting your harvest That's if you'll whatsoever man soweth, if you start praying and you start reading the Word of God, you're going to have a texture in your soil that you're going to get a great harvest if you keep with it. If you'll not be slack in praying and keep courage and take great heed to the things that God has given you, you will move mightily. But just don't stop and sit back and not do nothing. We must take courage this day. We must pray without ceasing. The Bible says we're to pray without ceasing. Israel was a mighty country that God brought many years ago as from Abraham to Egypt. And now that as Moses delivered them out, there wasn't a lot of harvest in Israel. We see that the people had their own, the things that they came out of, they still wanted them. And that's the way we are. God has set us free that we might receive a harvest of love. And if we never seek God, if we don't call upon His name, if we don't pray without ceasing, there is no way that we're going to have love in our heart. We're not born with love. We obtain love through the Lord Jesus Christ. We have a love of God, and we need to grow. And as we take heed to things that hurt, we have heard, lest any time we let them slip. There is a power through believing, a power through calling upon God, and we must call upon Him out of a true heart, a pure heart, a heart of thanksgiving. How many times are we thankful for God? We're thankful that we have a harvest. But our many times God provides for us and we don't even say thank you. We don't say thank you for what you've done for us. We don't say we're thank you, Lord, for providing for us, for keeping us. We don't say we're thank you that you saved us. We should say these things daily. We should say thank you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. I thank you for their goodness. I thank you for their mercy. I thank you for saving me. I thank you for keeping me through the night. I thank you for giving that great abundant life. I thank you that you've given me a harvest of love that I can love, that we can have that precious gift. Just having love in your heart, it has to be, to me, very needful. We need love. We need peace. And when you've been in a place where there's no peace, you don't really know what peace is. You get into a war zone where there's warring and where there's troubles. And that's what happens many times in just our normal homes. Normal homes have, people don't get along together. They say things that they shouldn't say. They do things that they shouldn't do. And we need peace. And peace comes like a mighty river. It's not, it doesn't just happen. You've got to work out your peace. You've got to work. You need to pray and put a seed faith of faith and put peace. You've got to sow peace. You've got to sow peace and sometimes hardness around you. There'll be maybe hard living around about you. But if you'll plant peace, it's going to grow like a mighty artesian well. It will grow and you'll receive a harvest. And pretty soon peace will follow you. Peace will go before you. Peace will be about your side. Peace will be deliver you. Peace will help you. And you will walk as a peaceful person. And without peace, it's impossible to please God. We have to have a certain amount of peace. Without wholeness, no man shall see or please God. And that's part of wholeness, having a peaceful walk. That is what we pursue Jesus as the peace. But loving God through the Spirit of God, loving that peace, that joy unspeakable, full of glory, that we might attain likeness of God. We might take on our Father's nature. We might take on His blessing. We might take on the privilege of God. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. It's a privilege this night to have them in your heart. It's not by accident that you have Him. God made this happen years ago, and we have a luxury this night that He made it happen for us. He made it happen that we grew up in a home that knew the Lord, some of the Lord, about the Lord Jesus Christ. We had heard the name of Jesus. I don't care. We've been distanced. We've heard somehow tonight that we have heard that Jesus lives, that Jesus loves, that Jesus is the way, the truth, and life. No one comes unto the Father by Him. Many of us in all over the world, we have to realize that Jesus is your Savior. Jesus is your high maker. He is the keeper. He will keep you. He will bless you. He will strengthen you this night. And God will deliver you this night. He will strengthen you this night. There's a blessing through giving yourself to the Lord and planning a life, planning and planning together. You plan to read the Word of God. You plan to pray. You plan to call upon God. You plan to thankful, be thankful for God. You plan to do goodness to other people. You plan to live a righteous life. You plan for God's blessing. You plan to that your prayers will be answered. You plan that God will use you for His glory. You're not doing it in yourself, but you plan to for God to use you. Do you understand what it means? Plan to let God move upon you. That's what we need. Not, we don't need to have the plan, but we just give ourselves to God that God can move mightily upon us. We have to have His blessings upon us. We have to have His faithfulness in our own selves. We are failures, but God's never, He never loses nothing. God's always there. He's there to help you. He's there to strengthen you. He's there to forgive you. And many times, like tonight, I feel there's many out there this night. You want forgiveness. God will forgive you this night. He will touch you in a very special way. And if you'll try, God will give you the triumph. As you try, God will give you the up through Jesus Christ. Greater is He that's within you, He that's within the world. You know, we all need to receive that special inspection of God. We need to have that blessing within our heart that we know that all is well. When everything is going bad, we still know it's all well. I don't know whether you can understand what I'm saying, but sometimes things don't go the way you want them to go, but in your heart, you know it's okay. You know it's all right because God will take you through it. God will never leave you. He'll never forsake you. He is on your side. There is no good thing He will hold from them that walk upright before Him. And if you'll call upon God, He will answer you and show you great and mighty things that you know not. God wants to be there by your side. He wants to bless you. He wants to strengthen you. He wants to forgive you. He wants to lift you up. He wants to encourage you. He wants to make you a well of living water, that you might be an artesian well of God's blessing, that wherever place you go, the river of life flowing out you, that will touch those round about you in a very special way, and you'll be that vessel of praise that can pray the prayer of faith for that one that needs that prayer, whatever the need be, that you'll be available in God's sight to do His will. And that's really what it's all about, is doing the will of God, being faithful to God, walking in His vineyard for a special day, that we'll walk upright because He's coming back to the heavens very shortly, and we need to be prepared. We need nothing coming our way to distract us from doing the will of God. There's nothing that comes in my pathway. It says He will show this, the pathway to heaven. In that pathway, there's fullness, joy, and right hand, pleasures evermore. There's a pathway that leads us to heaven's shore, and we need to get in that pathway this night and receive those blessings, receive that love, receive that blessings on high, that we can walk in peace, we can walk with the benediction of God's glory upon us, walking as His children. And God says He'll never leave us, He'll never forsake us. His eye is over the righteous, but He's over His children. He cares. Be ye followers of God as a dear children, Ephesians 5 and 1. Be ye followers of God as a dear child, as dear children. We need to walk in faith. We must believe that God is a rewarder to those that diligently seek Him, to those that call upon Him. He is nigh unto them. He will touch you. He will meet your need. He's here with a great hand of love this night, loving you, can't you feel? He's here crying. He says, my child, I love you. Call upon me. I'm here. I wish to touch you. I wish to make myself known to you. You know, many, we don't come to God knowing God at first. We have to make that step of faith and say, Lord, I trust you. I want more of you. And that's what this is about tonight. We got to come to that place that we grow in the place that we grow in the fullness, that we're not afraid of God. He's our friend. He's our Savior. He is what we need. And everything on this earth that's not Him, we need to be afraid of. We need to don't want anything that hasn't have, if it doesn't have God's attention to it. We need to back off from Him. God is the answer. He is the privilege. He is the way maker. He is the true way, the truth, and life. No one comes unto the Father but by Jesus, that great name of Jesus above every name. And Jesus paid in full this night. He says, let not your heart be troubled. If you believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go away, I will come again to see thee unto myself, that where I am, there ye might be also. This night, Jesus is preparing a heavenly home, and it's being finished this night. It's getting finished and touched of pure gold. It's going to be a wonderful place, and God's has vacancies this night. There's room for all. There's room for all tonight. There's room. Broaden your heart this night for the Lord Jesus Christ. None of us can have enough of God. We all need more. We need to open our hearts greater cavity of greater love, of greater service, that we would serve the Lord with all of our heart, with all of our soul, that we might be a productive vessel this night. And Father, I thank you this night. I feel there's many this night that do not know you this night. And Father, I pray that you'd touch them in a very special way. And Father, if they ask you to come in your heart, that you'll forgive them this night, that you'll bless them. I'm going to say a prayer right now out there tonight. If any of you find your place in this category, just say it after me. I come to you this night, dear Lord.
I come to you this night, dear Lord.
In the wonderful name of Jesus.
In the wonderful name of Jesus.
I see my need.
I see my need.
And I know that you are the one for my need.
And I know that you are the one for my need.
For without you.
For without you.
I can do nothing.
I can do nothing.
But with you, I can do all things.
But with you, I can do all things.
I ask this night that you'll forgive me.
I ask this night that you'll forgive me.
And make me free.
And make me free.
Make me a new man.
Make me a new man.
A new woman.
A new woman.
Help me to be a blessing.
Help me to be a blessing.
That my light might so shine.
That my light might so shine.
But more of all.
More of all.
That I will just start growing.
That I will just start growing.
One day at a time.
One day at a time.
One step at a time.
One step at a time.
Into a very finished person.
Into a very finished person.
In that time.
In that time,
you'll be able to change me.
You'll be able to change me.
From glory into glory.
From glory into glory.
And we thank you, Jesus.
And we thank you, Jesus.
We pray that you'll hear this prayer.
We pray that you'll hear this prayer.
And bless us this night.
Bless us this night.
And we thank you in Jesus' name.
And we thank you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.